Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing on how you can know God's will for your life. And I'd like to share some just practical things that can be easily understood and retained. So let's begin. These are some guidelines which, as Christians, we ought to understand. Now, first of all, God does not expect us to ask for special guidance for our lives on problems when we can find the answers clearly and plainly taught in His Word. We should ask for His Word to be revealed in our hearts, but when He has spoken so plainly in the Word, it's like trying to get Him to speak to us something different. For instance, it's wrong to steal. God's Word says so. So we don't have to have special guidance to know this. And the Word is very clear. Paul, in his epistle, clearly and specifically says that it's wrong for a Christian to marry a non-Christian. The Word of God says so. And we can see that these are principles set forth in His Word. Paul is very clear on that. We're not to be unequally yoked. Romans 12 and 17 tells us to do all things honestly before all men. Ephesians 4:28 tells us we are to steal no more. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 states that we're to abstain from every form of evil. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership hath righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness?" Verse 15 states, "Or what harmony has Christ with Belial, or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever?" And human nature being what it is, sometimes we want to take what the Word of God says and somehow feel that God's going to make an exception, that somehow we have ways of wiggling around and reasoning around that, "Well, you don't understand. I just love this man so much, and he's really close to coming to Christ, and I know that, I just know he's going to serve the Lord." Well, beloved, I have known situations in my life where, this was years ago, we were having our services, Brother Glass was alive, we were on B Street in Hayward, and there was a beautiful, delightful young lady who was working with the ministry, and there was a young man courting her, and he was coming to service. He said he was a Christian, but of course, he hadn't really given his heart to the Lord. He was just saying what he could to get her to marry him. And unfortunately, against counsel, she did. And years later, after much abuse and alcoholism and just misery, she did divorce him. And so, beloved, we need to understand what the Word of God says. We open ourselves up to such heartache when we're not willing to obey the Word of the Lord. Through the principles set forth in His Word, we are to guide our lives. Simply put, we have to learn the Word of God. That's why I spend time every second available preaching God's Word. And He doesn't ask us to consider doing His will. His plans for our lives are superlative to every other plan. And if we are really in earnest to do His will, beloved, it will be revealed to you. Our hearts can't hide anything, no matter how little, from the Master. He is that that God who searches the reins of the heart, nothing is hidden from him. We may think some things are hidden. We may not really want to focus on them, but beloved, he knows. If there's anything hidden, he knows it. Even things we don't want to recognize, but are in our spirits. If we're just playing around with him or if we're not being honest, then he's not going to reveal his will for our lives. He desires truth in the inward parts. Also, beloved, to know his will, we must exercise an active faith. Don't sit down and expect God to do the work. Don't expect him to send you a special message by a raven or a dove. You have to actively seek, trust, and obey him. That's what faith is. There's action required in faith. If you desire to do greater things for God, then be faithful over the little things he has you doing right now. And this makes a way for greater things ahead for you. Whether it's a calling of God on your life and you want to make sure it's God's will, or perhaps someone you're considering for marriage, or if it's a job or a move, take the matter to God. Exercise active faith and patience and your willingness to wait on God for him to show you from Scripture by divine revelation, which will be supported by biblical principles and by two or three witnesses, establishing the Word of God to you. All these things make it possible for you to know the will of God for your life. And let me emphasize something. Many, many Christians seem to have a bit disdain for God's word, or they wouldn't say it. Like, you know, it's not very important in our decisions, but beloved, it is more important than I have words to describe. They just want to be led of the Spirit. Well, beloved, God works through the Word of God. He works by his leading, and we have to be willing to be patient. One of the things that is so important, beloved, is, as my husband used to say, when in doubt, don't. If you don't have a measure of peace, then just wait on God. He has a reason for that. There are times in my life I've made rather dramatic decisions, very major. When I moved up to Duck Valley, I mean, to move the ministry up there, to minister in a culture and pastor at a church that I had unfamiliarity with. I mean, I had a burden for Native Americans, but I certainly didn't know the culture. And yet, as I waited upon God, I did not make that choice to move from Tracy up there where I lived a couple of years without having the peace of God, knowing that's what he wanted me to do. And of course, he definitely confirmed it. So, beloved, in your life, as you take your request to God, as you seek his will for your life, prayer is absolutely essential. Prayer is that two-way communication between you and God. And this is one indispensable requirement of God in discovering his plan and his purpose for your life. Remember, no one can know all the will of God without knowing the living Word. Without knowing and having a personal relationship with Jesus, who is the Word, and without a knowledge of his will as it is revealed in the Scripture. The more we understand Scripture, the more we will understand God's will. God has set forth in his Word great facts of truth, realities, divine, eternal realities, which reveal himself to us and thus reveal his divine character as well as what he expects from us. Many people walk in the permissive will of God. But you know what, beloved? That's second best. When God wants his best will, his perfect will for your life, because they have walked in what has only been God's permissive will, God's second best, but God's best, his perfect will, is undiluted and unencumbered with any suggestions we can make or add to it. Lastly, we need to ask this question, and this is very important. If there's something we desire in our lives, if there's something we're asking God about, if there's some prayer request before his throne, when we're asking God to know His perfect will for us regarding that particular thing, we also need to ask this question: is this the answer going to give glory to God? And that will tell you in a large part whether it is God's will for your life. Beloved, God gives us certain general principles we can draw on. And in those areas where we seemingly have no scriptural basis for answers, we can trust, we can be confident that if we are walking upright in Christ, if our lives are as clean before the Lord as we know how, God will show us willingly, gently, wonderfully. And you will have the witness of the Holy Spirit, that beautiful, blessed peace in your heart. And as you are willing, beloved, you can know the will of God for your life. Well, let me take just a moment to pray right now. Father, we come to you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your guidance. And we thank you that it is your will for us to know. It is your will that we know in very specific ways your plan for our lives. Father, we just come to you right now. And Father, I thank you for those who have been at a place of crossroads, those who are at the point of making some very, very important decisions, whether it's regarding employment, whether it's regarding their family or loved ones, whether it's regarding a job situation, whether to take another job, or whether to accept that promotion. Lord, every decision we make powerfully impacts our lives. And so, Father, right now we bind ourselves to your perfect will and thank you that you will make the way straight. It will be clearly revealed, and we will walk in the joy and abundance of knowing that we are walking in your plan and destiny for our lives. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Well, my time is just gone. These few days of ministering have just flown by. I do invite you to write. There's a blessing God has for you. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, He's got a reason for doing it. The announcer will give you our contact information. You can drop me a note. You can send me an email. And if you include your mailing address in that email, I'll be happy to respond by snail mail. That's how the Ministry of Correspondence is conducted. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,